welcome back to another episode of Ringside with Jim. This time back once again with SCL contributor, rapper, overall good brother, Burbs. What's up, dude?
Yo, man, how are you doing?
Doing good. We're gonna fucking smoke some weed here and watch some bullshit.
Yeah, I'm intrigued in what you've got in store for us. I'm not going to lie.
After the shit we watched the first time.
I know, man. Fucking Godzilla. Crazy.
Yeah, that's what we're in for. This. I think that's just going to be what it is. Whenever you swing by, it's going to be some fucking the dumbest shit that I can find. So.
Fuck yes.
This week, we are back for another match with fucking favorite of the show, Survival Tobita, taking on Bauxite Medium. And bauxite, in case you're wondering, bauxite is a rock consisting of aluminum oxides and hydroxides with various impurities. It is the principal ore of aluminum. And also pro wrestling, I guess.
Where the fuck did you get that?
Yeah. So, we'll see if Survival Tobita has what it takes to defeat this week's monster. So, the video link is in the description. As always, we encourage you to watch along with us. And get yourself set up at zero. We'll do a countdown. We'll all watch together. So, 3, 2, 1, play. All right, I know you're not familiar with the a lot of the Survival Tobita matches take place in this fucking same room. They got a way better crowd here than when he took on Ken the Box in 1999.
This guy, all I can see are arms and a head. Oh, shit, no, he's in camo.
Yeah,
he looks a chunky dude, he's ready to go.
But the thing that's funny is on a previous episode, we watched a match from, like, 1999, and that ref had the same shirt on. It's like, dude, you got a striped shirt? Oh, yeah, I got a striped shirt. All right, wear that, motherfucker.
He's not bought a better one since.
Stripe, dude, yeah. Yeah, he looks like an ex-con, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah. It's like, not that kind of stripe, you dumb fuck.
He's in, like, shorts or three quarters anyway.
Tobita getting stretched out. He's ready. There's a decent crowd in the house.
Not bad. No railings.
No ring. No ropes.
No just fuck. A big square on the floor.
Exactly.
Oh, here we go. Here's just the one.
The slow pan over.
That is a great entrance, I'm not going to lie. Look at that big square cut out in the wall.
Oh, this camera's work is fucking top notch.
He didn't want to miss the entrance. Look at him, he was like proper willing to get there. And it looks like the guy's come out some other door. Look, they're all looking over there.
He's like, oh,
what's going on?
I thought he was coming out over here.
He's falling over in the back. And they can all hear him going, ah, my fucking ankle.
Oh, they're building up the tension
here. Look at this guy scratching his ass here. Look at him. What's he doing with his legs there?
He's like grabbing
his ass. He's trying to get a crafty scratch. Look at him.
Oh, shit. They're moving. Here we go. Are these just fans? Do you think those guys are just like the hardcore fans?
I don't know what's going on here. Like, they've got out their seats and like they're running around. Look, like it seems like he's coming out of there. But...
Yeah. Big bauxite medium fans here.
Is that what it is? They're just too excited to see him? Or
well, did you notice they actually had separate... Oh, my shit.
Not another robot. No, fucking hell.
He's not a robot. He's ore. I don't fucking know. Look at that guy laughing right in his face. Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
So it's a guy in... I don't know. It just looks like black duct tape. Just poorly, like, applied to his, like, Gary Glitter outfit.
Oh, fucking Gary Glitter.
Look at him go.
World-renowned pederast.
Robo-pedo.
Kids. Can't be surprised that a dude named Gary Glitter fucking diddles kids. You don't say.
I know, right? It's yeah.
Of course he does. Holy shit! How's he gonna? This is gonna take forever for him to even get to the ring.
Does he even know where he's going? That's the question. He's got boxes in his hands. Are they milk cartons? I don't know what the fuck's in them.
Just like shoe boxes or something.
He's brought mini fridges.
That's the best part about the Survival Tobita. We watched him lose to a guy called Ken the Box, who's kind of like a
tree. He's kind of like a tree. He was just a box.
Well, he's like a big box, but he's kind of a tree. He's got like a tree head. But he could hardly move. You know what I'm saying? And like Survival Tabita ended up losing to him. So like, we also did see in a previous episode, Survival Tabita beat a fucking ape. So.
I look forward to seeing this.
Yeah. A gorilla Vergon, or Vergon, I guess. So, yeah, Tabita, in my opinion, is the shittiest wrestler ever, because he loses to fucking robots and trees and shit.
Is this guy right in the middle of us, is he like a really high-paying fan, or is this some kind of judge?
He's got the VIP experience. I think he's the, bell guy.
Right. This robot needs to put these things. Is this a no DQ match? Because like you can't use them. They are start. Like, you can't be hitting them with them. They look pretty heavy.
He's the shittiest ever. Just roll them up, dude. Roll them up. Take home the W.
This Anyone got a bottle of water? Oh no, he's not a robot, is he? Why is he walking like a robot then?
Dude, I don't know. Yeah, I have no fucking clue, man. This is
I can't explain that tape.
Yeah, he Survival Tabita is the owner, but he also wrestles for Saitama Pro Wrestling Company. And it's all just like, you know, fucking stupidity. It's pretty much where those cats got the idea for that American shit, I'm pretty sure. The Super Kaiju battle.
Look how serious he's taking it on the right, man. He's ready to go. He's like, I've got no time for this, like, oh shit, let's go. Oh, he's into his like Tai Chi mode now. Look at that stance. He's ready to go. Oh man, he's like, nah, he's seen some girl in the crowd. He don't give a fuck.
He's a, you know, not only is he a robot, he's like fucking the shittiest robot ever. Oh my god. Yeah, fight him.
Just punch him in the ore face.
What in the fuck is going on here?
Right, so this video is like 11 minutes long, right? Or something like that. I reckon the match is about 2 minutes. He's give up. He's like, fuck it, I'll sit down with you, mate. Fuck it. Oh, no. No.
Now that guy, what is that guy going to sit down on? He's just going to crouch.
He just told him to sit down. He's like, yeah, I took your chair away, but sit down anyway. This guy, he looks like he's... This guy honestly looks like he's like trying not to shit himself now, because he's trying not to... stand at the same time as
well. The Japanese are well versed in sitting on the floor. I mean, you know, that is their thing. Having a drink.
You should have poured that on him, see if that works.
These people are thinking, we paid money to fucking come see this. We came paid money to see a dude sit in a chair and drink a Coke while some guy fucking walks around. Oh, shit.
They're garbage collector cans. That's what they are. He's going to... What the fuck's he doing?
Oh, he's going to take the trash out, motherfucker.
Oh, with the trash canister or whatever that is. And he's moving around now. Look at him. He's been greased up.
Yeah, he switched something on the back of him. Was that it?
He's really not letting go of them boxes, is he?
I think those are supposed to be his hands.
Oh, right.
He's the shittiest, dude. Look at this, how worthless Survival Tabita is.
Defend yourself.
He starts off with like an MMA pose, you know, like, fuck, he's ready, dude. And then, yeah, just stands there and takes boxes to the head.
Fucking breeze block to the face. Yeah.
Bauxite Medium getting the best of Survival Tabita so far.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, he's got big fucking cubes on his hands. How is that not a DQ? I don't understand how this is legal.
Because those are his hands.
Bang to the head. He has got Daniel Bryan syndrome. He is down. The ref is down to check him. He's like two. Mate, he might have had two concussions, maybe three. Four concussions. By the sounds of it, maybe five. One more. I don't know. Oh, he's getting up. Cancel that. He looks like he's had an extra. Are you all right, mate? Get down. Let him have a break. Right. He's ready to go. Oh, a punch to the chest.
Yeah, punch him in the head. What are you doing?
Have you ever tried punching a rock before, Jim? It doesn't work very well for your hands. Oh, back down. And he's been kicked with them box. Look at his hands. He's his own hands doing that damage. Look, they're all caved in. How are you going to get them sorted, mate? I wonder if he gets them replaced or if he's just going to have to live with that now. That right hand is, you know, really battered up.
To beat his back up. For more.
Last time I seen a battered box like that, mate, was when I checked that Sunny porn. Fucking hell. Oh. He's getting it bad. He's out the ring. Does that even count? Is it sumo red? Oh, he's been boxed into the crowd. holy shit, there's a dude really fly. He's fucking going out, mate. He's just fought. He took more of it than the wrestler himself, mate.
The crowd scrambles as Bauxite Medium hits the crowd. What, are you going to hit him with a pad?
Oh, no. Oh, not the foam pad. He's took his hand off. Oh, shit, what are you going to do now with just limp wrists? Oh, not the foam pad to the floor.
Without his hands, he's fucking worthless. Oh, he's going to give him a fucking, like, perfect plex fucking brain buster.
Oh, shit. That didn't look too good on his own neck. He got, like, a scissor lock on his head. And
what?
He's got, I don't know, he's hey, Jim, it looks like he's got a bit more in him.
Oh my.
Oh, he's powering out of this. He's got no chance.
Let's see.
It's like hugging a rock.
Let's see if he's able to mine a comeback here.
Mate, grab any foam weapon. That's it. That'll do the trick. It actually seems to really knock him off balance. Do that a few more times and cover him with one. Grab his box hand.
Yeah, why don't you use his hands against him?
Mate, don't sell if he missed it. Hell.
It's going to take them minutes to get these mats back in place at the end of this.
I know, what a mess. No wonder they didn't have ropes.
There you go.
This is crazy. He's getting covered by the foam pad. Have you ever been covered by foam padding? You're stuck there for hours. This is going to take him a long time. He's on the pin.
Two.
One, two.
There it is.
Three. Oh, look at that. He got it.
Yeah.
That counts as a multiple win there, Jim. Like, that's like three pads and an all robot. Like, that's 1-on-4 right there. Fair play.
There you have it, folks. Survival Tabita picking up the win over Bauxite Medium. Holy shit. I feel like we've just watched one for the ages.
Next time, you know, a bit of advice for his future opponents, take a diamond pickaxe.
Going Minecraft on this shit. Shit. That's going to do it for this episode of Ringside with Jim. You can follow me on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. You can follow Burbs at Burberry Beats with threes instead of E's. We will be back in the future. I think we're going to do a couple more here, another one here, so keep an eye out for that on the Suplex City Limits channel. We'll see you next time.
Bizzle.